You are now listening to the Firehouse Chronicles with Matt and Katie Spinks, a prophetic blessings episode. Find a comfortable spot where you can revel and bask in the tangible, living presence of Jesus Christ in you. You can find more of these Firehouse Chronicles episodes, info on our ministry events, and all of our other resources at thefirehouseprojects.com. But for now, open your beautiful new creation heart and let the truth of His good news wash over you as we join together in fresh, blissful now words from Abba, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. Top of the morning, y'all.
Wow.
Hey, we are back with another Wednesday, which is now Thursday, prophetic blessings. Excited to be together with you guys. We're live on Facebook, on our YouTube, and on our podcast. These will be posted later in those. But every Wednesday, except for this week, is like a holiday week, a little different. We usually go live around 12:30 p.m. Eastern time. Today we're doing it on Thursday. So if you have any friends that want to get prayed over or just prophecy or just, we're just releasing words, whether it be for the whole world or for you.
Yeah.
We're just excited to be here. So what's up, guys? Thanks for joining. Some people are logging on. Hey, how are you feeling today? What's up?
Yeah, Jesus.
Can you feel the presence of the Lord invading in union with you, with your whole life?
Yeah, just recognize the glory surrounding you, within you, the presence of the Most High God.
Come on, come on. Yeah, life is good. God is good. You are good. Let's remember the gospel today. Jesus did something once and for all that we can be seated with Him, that we are perfectly one, that we are in Him.
Yeah.
Everything that is true for Him is true for you. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Holy Ghost. Yeah, we just love to pray and prophesy. You know, we love just the gospel, the reality of His finished work. And we also love just being able to walk that out in the gifts of the Spirit and the empowerment of Christ. And so, you know, we're not just bringing truths, but these truths are that we could interact with the tangible, living glory presence. So that's what a lot of these are about. Interacting in the presence together. So just want you to become aware of that cloud. And we're just going to release some words. So, holy. So the way we usually do this is we kind of start with some general words that we've been getting for the body of Christ over the last like few days or whatever, things that we've been getting or things we're getting right now, or for the world. We just start with kind of general prophetic words. And then toward the end of the video, we'll pray for individuals if you want to receive like a word or something. So, so holy glory. So shaka laka laka. We're just going to start with... releasing words that we've been getting for some general words. Do you want to start first?
Yeah, I just just see the Lord just stirring in our hearts, just fresh love for Him. So if you felt like, I don't know, you just feel a little disconnected from Jesus for some reason, He's just blowing that wind of His love on your garden, just stirring up things in your heart. Romancing you and the truth of who you are and who He's created you to be, that you are His secret garden, His favorite one, and that you're just reveling in that love that He has for you, and you're just making those bedroom eyes with Jesus again and again, and you're just so stirred by His presence of His love, just increasing in your heart and your awareness.
Hallelujah. Whoa, that is good. Just the inner chambers of your heart, man. Thank
Jesus
you, Lord.
Jesus loves you.
Hey, come on. Doesn't get old. Let it not be old in your experience. You know, that first love, that fresh fire.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Holy Ghost. Well, I'm just going to release a few words that I've been getting too. just been excited, guys, about finance right now. I just keep getting like just this sense that God is really bringing revelation of finance and how to walk in financial glory to the body of Christ, which is really just your inheritance as a son or daughter. You are royalty. God is breaking poverty mindsets off.
Thank you,
right, Lord. Now, why don't you just receive that? Like, just receive financial wisdom and favor, which is already yours. But you don't have to receive one poverty mindset, one negative word regarding your finance. Now, this isn't all about just name it and claim it and trying to get rich in some weird way that we all have Lamborghinis. But it's about flowing in kingdom generosity and knowing to live like a king, to give like a king, to be as generous as the queen of heaven and to be as wise as a queen of heaven, that there's a lot of wisdom and financial shingding. So I just release that right now over you, body of Christ, over all who would receive that word, that God is just, I just release angels of finance over you right now. If you needed a breakthrough in your finances,
yes,
I thank you, Lord. It's a, yeah, like, I don't care who you are, if you feel like, oh, that only works for preachers, that only works for famous people. No, listen, every one of us is a son or a daughter of God, and you were not created for poverty. And so I just release that, not just in some angelic or some supernatural way, but also in practical wisdom. Like, God is going to be teaching you practical wisdom to walk in finance. And I just see a lot of us, like, just flowing in a ton of money, just straight up money and resource to be giving and to be channels of the kingdom, to enjoy some for yourself because he came for you, but also to give that away extravagantly like a king and queen that you are. Along with that, the Lord's just been talking about longevity. I keep hearing the word longevity, like for those of you that you want to see kingdom increase in your life. You have such a beautiful heart to see the gospel and growing in specific regions. I feel like the Lord is just speaking longevity. This connects with finances too. Some of you are like, I want to see financial breakthrough today. But sometimes it just takes little investments. Sometimes it just takes patience and it takes time. And that's the case across our entire lives. I feel like the Lord's saying, it's time to build for the long term. Commit. Don't just move from one thing to the next, but settle in to see massive fruit. The biggest fruit grows over time. I felt like the Lord has been saying, you know how some of you may have planted like berries or like raspberries or different berry plants. So there's a lot of different plants where it doesn't bear fruit the first year. Sometimes it takes years and years for the greatest harvests and fruits to manifest. And so I just feel like he's saying right now, like, look for longevity. You want to see this massive fruit, but it's time to stop just, trying something for a month, moving on to something else. But to hear from him, what are the things that he has called you to, and to sow into those consistently over years to see the fruit that you want to see. People talk about Warren Buffett. Well, Warren Buffett has been, investing wisely and learning for decades. And if you want to, become a real kingdom influencer, it's going to take that longevity. Holy Ghost, I don't know. You have anything else you want to share?
Oh,
I got
yeah.
all these like little just, things I'm going to throw out.
Yeah, just been meditating lately on the Lord, just saying, if you love me, keep my commandments and love each other as I have loved you.
Oh, yeah,
and just really seeing this love of Christ inside of you just overflowing to everyone around you. Like, we can really love each other like he has loved us, and just really, really seeing that love of Christ that he has for all mankind and for ourselves, and letting it be empowering to just bless one another and just to see one another as he sees us, and not to be offended by little things that so-called bother us. Like, he's not bothered by those things.
Come
and so we don't need to be either, and just really walking in that glory of his love here on the earth. Like, yeah, I just bless you guys all to just follow his commandments, love one another as he has loved you.
Yes, the law of liberty, the law of love is what's written on our hearts. I've been feeling that a lot too. It's like other-centered love is really just manifesting in the body right now. Like this, you know, what better time than during a like a so-called worldwide crisis, you know, for real extravagant expressions. Like, why don't you just think of somebody right now the Lord's going to place in your heart to extravagantly love? Mm. Whoa, boom.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny that I just mentioned the so-called crisis. I feel like the Lord has been talking about this COVID thing too, again, and just saying, in the years to come, we are going to see it was not as big of a deal as it was made out to be. In the future, well, that's another kind of thing. But I just feel like, you know, 10 years from now, we're going to look back, just like there's documentaries on things from years ago, you know, hindsight is 2020. We're going to be like, man, that was not such a big deal. Now, we're not trying to downplay the fact that some people have died of this and even maybe some of our loved ones. And so this is not about, you know, diminishing that at all. But I think this is what the Lord was saying to me is in the future, believers are going to have storehouses to calmly provide in peace when the world freaks out and begins to hoard and hide. This is not about becoming doomsday preppers, but becoming confident blessers and givers. Those that have stored up in wisdom so that when the world is afraid, we can come out in confidence and begin to release blessing. And in fact, some of you have already been prepared in that way. There are a lot of people in fear. This is a beautiful time to walk out and just move in the opposite spirit of that and to begin to give and to bless and manifest that other-centered love. Yeah. But don't be afraid of, you know, the things the world is afraid of. Doesn't mean you can't be wise in preparing for whatever it may be. But I just see that we're going to notice that this COVID thing wasn't as big of a deal as we thought it was. And it's time for the friends and the sons and daughters of God to be prepared to give in these times when the world is afraid and closed up.
Yeah. Along with that, just felt the Lord saying, just like Joseph, like his brother's intent for evil, but God had used it for good, that come through on. The Joseph anointing that he stored up in the years of famine to bless the nations around him. And that's us, guys. That's us. That's the kingdom of heaven. What the world has sought for our evil, the Lord's turned it around for our good. And I just declare just blessings through this time, even though that this thing is real, that people are sick, that there's so much power of heaven living inside of you, flowing out to be a blessing, to not be in fear, to have wisdom in these times. And the Lord's giving us wisdom as his body, as his bride.
Hallelujah. Well, thanks for joining us. I'm just feeling right now, as we've been releasing a few words, like you do know that each one of us can prophesy and it's effortless. You do know that you are filled with the glory of God, that you are overflowing, that but right now, why don't you just lean back and notice, you know, so many times people are looking for a word. We're about to pray over some people, but dude, just know there's something deeper than getting an anointed word, and that is being in the anointed word, resting and being hammered drunk on all the riches and the virtues of heaven that are manifesting.
Because they're in the anointed word.
Because of Jesus. Because of Jesus.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah, man. Whoa.
Ha, la, la, la,
have
la,
another.
La, la, la. Shoo, ra, 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 ra. Wow. God loves you.
Have another. Let's rejoice for a minute in the Lord. There's never a bad moment to rejoice. In my Bible, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Hey. Whoa, ka, yes. La, 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 la,
did
la,
you guys
la,
know
la,
today
la.
Was the day that the Lord has made? Rejoice in the Lord always.
Enter into that eternal moment where all there is blessing and favor for you, man. And, you know, sometimes circumstances don't align with that. And you can watch something like this and be like, what the heck are they talking about? But let's just take our eyes off the circumstances, even what's happened outwardly, and just look at that glory within.
Yeah.
It looks a little bit like this glory bubble above my head. Look at the glory within right now.
God, he made you guys one with him.
Shama.
No efforts of your own. One with him.
Shama, mama, mama, mama.
That's good news.
Just give you permission to not care about anything else.
That is the good news.
All right, we're going to pray over some people here. We're so glad you are here. And if you do need some encouragement or you just, you know, you just want to get blessed, why don't you just write something in the things,
Daddy,
in the comments.
Lori Fuller wanted prayer.
If you want us to pray over you. Glory. So yeah, just comment on there if you want us to prophesy. All right, cool. Go ahead, pray over Lori. We'll start with
Lori. Our friend Lori, Glory Fuller. Bless you. Sha la 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 la. I just had a dream about you 2 nights ago, and I just see the Lord just strengthening your friendships, strengthening those relationships in your life with peace and joy, and just glory communication too, that's flowing. No miscommunications in those relationships. Just a lot of peace. I just see the Lord releasing a lot of peace and comfort. I just lose comfort from heaven right now. And just know that the Lord, he has a place for you. Like, you are placed and seated in Christ, that you are positioned and that you're not abandoned, that you're not forsaken, and that you are where you need to be, and he's bringing you every place that he wants you to go, and just that you're at such peace with his leading and his guiding. Sha-la-la-la-la.
Thank you, Father. Yeah, we bless you, Lori. We bless you with that. I was just getting a word while you're praying. If there's somebody on here that's having like knee pain or knee troubles, or you need like some miracle in your knee, we just release every need. Knees for every need. Yes, in Jesus' Lord. Name. Thank you, Lord, right now. Kora, la, 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 la. I just feel like a healing wave. I know we're going to prophesy over individuals, but I'm just feeling a healing thing. Mm-hmm. Just put your hand on your body part that needs healing, or if it's emotional healing. I think God's messing with some emotions, just setting them straight. Yeah. And right now, we just release, in the name of Jesus right now, complete and absolute healing and health. I feel like there's people that have been dealing with like COVID related stuff, or maybe there's Shaka, you're a friend or somebody. We just release healing over COVID-19 or any respiratory. God is touching someone's lungs right now. God is touching your just ability to breathe in every way.
Yes, Abba.
Cool. La, 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 la. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, knees are healed in Jesus' name. Glory, glory, glory. All right, we're going to keep praying over people. I think Reagan was asking for a word. Holy Ghost. Yeah, love you, Reagan. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm just seeing, I gave a word about finances earlier in this thing, and I just feel like the Lord is really opening that up still. I think I might have given you that word before, I can't remember, Jesus. But God is just blessing and opening up that stuff. I just prophesy into your finances and into your entrepreneurial gift, Reagan. Don't limit yourself. Do not limit yourself. The Lord is saying there is no limitations in those areas, and you don't have to receive any negative word. He is teaching you with wisdom, but he's already given you so much wisdom. Just be confident and walk that out. I just see him refreshing you in the rest and the ease as well, Reagan. My yoke is easy.
Just see him blessing your creativity. Just having so much fun creating and designing in your space, and just so much... just inspiration from Holy Spirit and just playfulness. Whee! Thank you, Lord, for that creativity in Reagan.
Holy, holy, holy. Yeah. Whatever you want to step out into, Reagan, is, Lord says, go for it. Go for it. Deep drinks. Oh, yo. Brandon, love you, Brandon. Hope you're still watching, brother. Brandon Nix. Woo. Sha, 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 sha. Deep drinks, brother.
Yes, Abba.
Cheers, bro. Cheers. I'm feeling like that healing word is for you too, man. I just feel like your whole being, whoo, he's just making it healthy, dude. Just whoo.
Yeah.
Just from the ground up, dude. I feel like he's touching your back, bro. He's giving you a strong back, and he's also, he's going to be moving through your life for healing others, bro. Like, you have a strong healing gift. So just keep, just laying your hands on folks, man. And you're such a good boy, dude. We're so proud of you.
Ooh, yeah.
Really love what you're releasing, man. And, just want to encourage you to keep doing that and keep, you're ministering a lot of healing life, brother.
Yeah. Thank you for the power that's flowing through Brandon. Lord, so much power through his words, through his actions, through his hands, Lord. Thank you for that anointing, that presence, that heavy, weighty presence that just flows out of him and touches people, just declaring your presence in this atmosphere, just declaring your glory everywhere he goes. Just so much power, Lord. Thank you for eyes opening and ears hearing through him. Lord, we just thank you for your presence that's just resting on Brandon.
Brandon. Stephen Shores, bro. Yeah, we'll pray over you, man. We love you, dude.
Daddy.
Love you, man. Whoa. Just as I started looking in the spirit for you, bro, I just felt a wave of peace, man. A wave of peace, bro. Stephen Shores, man. He is washing over your shores, dude. With waves of peace, dude.
Yeah.
Like a river, man. Just like a river. Just letting things go, dude. I just see letting a lot of things go, bro. Whoa. Letting them out to sea. Just let them float. Cast your bread on the waters, dude, you know? Just he'll bring back whatever's meant to come back to you, man. You can really just, I just see you with open hands and just feeling that peace that passes understanding, bro.
Yeah, just so much grace in just flowing over you and your perception and your seeing. Just so much grace and comfort for any disappointments. Just you're so comforted by the Holy Spirit and you're just, thriving. You're thriving.
Yeah.
You're thriving in his comfort, in his care. You're thriving in his care, Stephen, in the shepherd's hand, that you're not being led astray, that you're being led to still waters and green pastures, that there's no fears that are going to overcome you, that you are going to overcome any fears and just such comfort from the Lord just flowing over you.
Comfort and joy. Blam, 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 blam. Comfort and joy.
C-D-D-D-D.
The Lord says this is the real Holy Ghost, too. I just hear him saying, like, bro, this is the real Holy Ghost. Hey. What you're sensing as you're watching this, dude. Hey. He says, that is me. Just get used to me. I just impart that over. There's several people watching right now that God's giving you a fresh baptism in Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Hey, hey.
Let it drip down.
He's just saying, I am the real Holy Ghost. I am the baptizer. I am immersing you right now in a goodness, in an electric goodness that you have not known, or maybe you have known, but you were scared. You are a skeered. And sha la 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 la. The joy is real. My kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy. John Kruger is saying, can you get a word for my dad, David Kruger? I have a word for Freddy. I don't know. There's like a Freddy Kruger. No, I'm just kidding. We'll pray for David. I love you, man. David, wow. I just see, the Lord is like just healing. Just your emotions, bro. Just ministering to your emotions. He's just unlocking things right now. Like in this season, it's a really beautiful time of just like just washing away disappointments, like hope deferred. He's just washing that stuff away, and he's just renewing your hope. He's renewing your just emotional life. Like just, you know, when things happen to us, a lot of times, like, we can just get locked up, and most of us, you know, don't realize certain areas or whatever, And it's, you don't need to like go searching to try to identify all those, but I just feel like he's unlocking things and setting you free in your heart, David. I see provision for you, man. I just see an abundant provision. Just be expecting the surprises of the Lord in your finances, the surprises of the Lord in your workplace, and healing too. Just I mentioned emotional healing, but I feel like there's physical healing in there.
Yeah.
Let the cloud overwhelm David right now in Jesus' name. A tangible glory cloud experience right now. Washing over him and overwhelming him.
Yeah. I just see the word of the Lord just dwelling richly in you, that you're just going to be meditating on these words that you think you're just thinking over and over, but it's actually the word just haunting you. It's just being cultivated and growing in you, and it's unlocking those things of truth just bursting inside of you. And so just know that you do hear from the Lord, David, that you are hearing the Lord and he's inside of you, and those words are, they seem so subtle, but they're him, and they're bearing fruit in your life. And I just see the fruit of the Lord, and you just entering into new just playfulness with the Lord. Like, I just hear this song Godfrey Bertle, playing in the fields of grace, knowing the comfort of our Papa's embrace, and just like playfulness of grace that the Lord has just released over your life, David.
Glory. Glory. Mm. Our buddy Micah's asking for prayer. Love you, dude. He said, bless me, Father. I'm going to take it. Take it.
Bless.
As I was praying for you, bro, I was just hearing mission trips, dude. Obviously, I want you to come on all of my mission trips, brother. But I just feel like the Lord is speaking mission trips, Micah. He's got some trips for you, man. If maybe there was some you were thinking about, he's just saying, go for it. I got some fun. I got more fun for you to have. And, I just see lean back in your recliner, dude. Hammered drunk, bro. Just hammered. It's still a reclining time. It's always a reclining time. And he's just, you know, you ever see those recliner races? I just see you like going super fast, but you're still in a recliner, dude. Look up recliner races on YouTube or something. I just see that's you, bro. You are in the recliner races, bro. You're doing jackedly squat, but somehow you're going fast. You're accelerating as you lean back, brother. Moing, yes, yoing, yoing,
yes. Yoing, yoing. Yeah, you're on the path of wisdom.
I see you yin 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 yong yin yin yoinging. Yin yong yongs. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Hey, let's see. Anybody else want prayer? Want a little prophecy? Oh, every knee's bowing. We're getting some knee testimonies in there. Someone's blowing the wind of God. Thank you. Someone's saying pray for those stuck in the illusions of extreme politics. Amen. We release glory over that.
Yes.
Depolarize the polls in Jesus' name. Love you guys. You're so hammered. Wow, so many comments to sort through. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Look at all these comments. William Waring, dude. Let's pray for William Waring. Love you, Dad. Man. Da 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 da.
Sha la 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 la. Yes, yes, yes.
Willie.
Most beloved son. Most beloved. Ra da da da. Just reveling in that love that Daddy has over you. Whoa. Pouring it out on those around you, William.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yeah, dude. William, hey, man. Wow. There's a lot going on around you, bro. To see a big cloud of, like, you're like in a whirlwind, bro. Mm-hmm. You're in a whirlwind, man. And Dude, he's just giving you peace in the middle of the whirlwind, and it's a good whirlwind, actually. It's a whirlwind of, like, blessing and favor, bro.
Things.
Yeah, there's things in there. Like, it's a glory cloud. You can just pluck things out, dude. Just plucking things out. You know, we were just talking earlier about, like, diamonds and angel feathers and gold dust and stuff. I just see you plucking jewels out, bro. Just plucking out. This Lord, we just released the supernatural over William, that in that cloud, that he would just be able to just pluck some things out in Jesus' name. I see him releasing that childlikeness, wow. Dude, in the cloud. You were so childlike, bro. And I see you've been so childlike that many have, like, it felt like, took advantage of your childlikeness or took advantage of your innocence. And I feel like the Lord's just, you know, helping you to release them, to just forgive them, and just to keep moving in this glory cloud, bro, to just keep moving, letting a lot of things go, dude, so that you could just maintain that childlikeness, dude. Yes. Just keep that innocence, man. Just keep forgiving and moving forward and staying innocent, because you're the greatest manifestations in your life are just beginning, William, bro. It's just starting, man. You're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. You're going to be plucking supernatural things out. People aren't even going to believe the things that you're about to manifest out of the cloud.
Yeah, I see the Lord singing over you. I see you. I know you. And I love you through and through. Sha-la-la-la-la-la.
Sounds like a song. Someone should make that into a song.
It is a song.
Woo! Matthew Bostwick is wanting some prayer. Love you, Matthew, dude. Good to see you on here. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Wow, yes, Lord.
I just see healing over you too, bro. I think it's just a big day of healing. There's a healing anointing being released through this video today. And for you, bro. Yeah. You're going to be known for healing miracles, dude, for healing testimonies, dude. I just released that golden oil in Jesus' name. It's the fruit of Jesus. It is what he's done. It's already yours. And I just see you feeling incredible, dude, as you flow in that. And a lot of people, when they float in the healing anointing, have gotten distracted and into different things or, like, worshiped the anointing. But I just see you just keeping your eyes on Jesus and just flowing in power in massive power, bro, to set lives free, and also just testify to how good you feel and what he's done in your body in Jesus' name.
Yeah, and I just see innocent just all over you. The innocence of Christ, the wonder that comes with the childlikeness just flowing in you and through you. Just the wonder is just, you're getting caught up in the wonder of the Lord, just all creation declaring his glory, just like a child, just the childlike wonder just flowing over you, and just that you have just a deep knowing of your innocence in Christ, that you are innocent, and
Thank you, Lord.
Just the childlikeness.
Thank you, Lord. Yossi's on here, our buddy Yossi, who's in Nicaragua right now. Love you, buddy.
Yoshi.
What's going on? We'll pray for you, dude. It would be an honor. Wow. Thank you, Lord, for Yossi. Right now, Lord, we just let it drip down, that confidence that he's being held. I just see it. The Lord just saying he's holding you. He's got you. He's holding you. Wow, he's just got you wrapped in a massive embrace. Mm-hmm. And any just sense of inadequacy or walls to that are just coming down, dude. They're just coming down, and you're just I think he just really wants to lavish you right now.
Yes.
And just show you how held you are, how cared for you are. And he's sending surprises right now in Jesus' name. He's surprising you, and he's saying just allow yourself to be lavished. Allow yourself to be lavished in love. Allow yourself to know, to be still, and to know that he is God in your life, and that he will be exalted in the nations. Psalm 46. Psalm 46, glory over you, dude.
Just knowing he's your rock, that you're stable and steady, that everything that you have in him is yours, and you're just walking in that confidence, like Matt said.
Thank you, Father. We bless you, man. We bless you from on high. to see yourself high and lifted up in the cloud. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Love you, Yossi. You're the best, man. Whoa. Kitty, I love our friend Jet is on here. What's up, Jet? Goodies for all. Woohoo! That's what I'm saying. William's saying you're the new Power Rangers. You guys are hammered. The honey is thick, Micah said. Cool. Well, JJ said he wanted some prayer too, so we'll pray over you. What's up, JJ? Jason, love you, man. Yeah, dude, I just see the Lord move, accelerating you, too. I see you moving fast, dude. I just see, I don't know, dude, just yeah.
Rolling in the glory.
Yeah. That's, yeah, I feel wind on that. Yeah, man, rolling.
Like roller skates, just cruising.
Yep. Rolling, dude, rolling in it. I see you in, like, just a fast car, bro. I don't know. Shucka lucka lucka, dude. JJ, he's accelerating things, man. He's accelerating things. And he's placing your confidence squarely in that finished work, bro. Squarely in what Jesus has already done. And confidence in Jesus alone, man.
Yeah.
Whew. I want to pray for Curtis right quick. Curtis just jumped on here. Hey, bless you, Curtis. Yeah, love you, man. We're on here just to be a blessing, and I feel like Holy Spirit is pouring stuff out. Just because you asked right now, he says, I heard even before you asked, and I've given you myself. I feel like there's been some real relationships, man, where there's been an extreme challenge. And the Lord says, I heard your prayer before you even asked. I'm bringing reconciliation. I'm bringing healing in those relationships, and just rest. All you have to do is rest, man. And in fact, you don't even have to rest, but why not? Why not just lean back and enjoy as he sorts things out, dude? I just see Curtis, he's sorting things out for you, and he's going to bring some new relationships into your life, man. I just see new doors opening and some new, you know, he's not cutting off the old things, but he is bringing some new people around you that will support you, dude, that support you in ways that you hadn't felt supported. And they're going to speak into your life, too. There's going to be some glory, just people, glory friends that are going to speak into your life. Whoa.
Yeah, and joy. I just see just a bounce in your step that you're just being...
Joy just for lifted. Curtis.
Yeah, you're just being lifted and that... Things are changing around for you. Just any little shift is just putting a bounce in your step.
Holy Ghost. Yeah, I love you, Curtis. Bless you, man. Michelle, we love you, too. Thanks for tuning in today. Yeah, you're so good.
Michelle.
Let's just pray for Michelle, everybody. What? I just want to pray. If you know Michelle or you don't, just let's all just pray and prophesy. If you get a word for Michelle, type it into the... to the thing. Comments. She's not even asking for prayer, but I just want to pray for her. And we just release waves of encouragement right where you're sitting. Just waves of glory, waves of whack fresh words from heaven. The Lord says he knows. He said, I know, Michelle. I just hear him saying over and over in my spirit right now, I know.
And he's moving on your behalf. He's moving. I cool, see him moving. Da, 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 da,
da, da. Yeah. I'm seeing like gumballs for some reason. Just a bunch of gumballs bouncing around in there. I don't know what that represents exactly, but I just see him just releasing like all kinds. Maybe they're like just a bunch of goodies, multicolored goodies, multi-dimensional, multifaceted goodies. I don't know. I just see him just filling your space with fun things. Like it's going to be a time of I just see a lot of fun stuff coming up for you, Michelle. A lot of just new surprises. Yeah. There's some people giving you some words on there. Sha la 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 la. We love you, Michelle. Just feel the blessing and the favor of God right now. Overflowing in your life, Michelle.
Yes.
Cool. La 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 la. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Well, we're just going to close out for now. Thanks for joining us, guys. We will be back pretty much every Wednesday. I know it's Thursday. We got a delay this week because of Memorial Day. But hammered, dude. We're hammered. And this is God, guys. Like, let's just remember where we're seated, who we're in, that our God is actually this good, that Abba, Jesus, and Holy Spirit are scandalously good. And in them, there is no darkness at all. Mm. So if you feel light right now after watching this video, just know that is the truth. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Wow. He has nothing but good things for you. And that's New Covenant prophecy. If it's discouraging, it's not from him. He is the God of all comfort, the God of all courage. And yes, occasionally he will, you know, correct and discipline, but it will always be kind and good and have rejoicing in the midst of it and have whack in the midst of it. There is nothing for you but whack, whack, and more whack in Jesus' name.
Yeah, that love, it just gets you drunk. Just like wine, it just makes you feel so loved and inebriated. The wine of his love is just filling you.
And that's all we have. The wine is alive. Love you guys. Yes. We'll talk to you soon. Be blessed. Can't wait to see you again. Bye-bye. Guys.
Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to the Firehouse Chronicles with Matt and Katie Spinks. Check out all of the events and other Grace and Glory resources we've been inspired to host at thefirehouseprojects.com. There's so much brewing right now. Also, Matt and Katie do ministry full-time with the support of partners like you. So if you're blessed by our ministry, would you consider becoming a monthly partner or making a one-time donation at thefirehouseprojects.com/donate? The more partnership we have, the more resources and nations we get to reach with this glorious good news. So thank you so much. Cheers, deep drinks, and until next time.